Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Tired of losing power? Feeling powerless? Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a free estimate on a whole home standby generator. Never be without power again. Fully installed systems starting at just $99 a month. Power your sump pump, your fridge, your freezer, your garage doors, your heating and cooling so your home stays safe and comfortable. Four Seasons is the largest and most award-winning Generac dealer in Illinois.
For the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Well, you know, punter's important. I was reading about your Boise punter that the Ducks got here, James Ferguson. Well, you weren't kidding. The spring game, Ross James and Andrew Boyle averaged 33 yards per punt.
Yeah, not good.
And this says that, did you hear Lanning joke after the game that he has to go to the portal for a punter?
No.
Apparently he did.
Not a joke.
But he seemed to be joking. He was not joking. So they get this kid from Boise State, and I don't remember this, but I remember watching the game. When they were here to play Oregon last year, that kid had a 68-yard punt against the Duckies.
Was that the one that Tez Johnson returned to the house?
I don't know that.
Might have been.
But that was his best boot of the season. They say he will be a senior in 2025, 1 year of eligibility. In 2023, he was an All-American second teamer, and he averaged 50 yards a kick and had 23 punts go inside the 20. Now, last year, he was not as good. He only averaged, looks like, 43 and a half yards, and then the long of 68. Nice little upgrade. Do you think Lanning just goes to the collective and is just like, hey, we need to free up some cash. I need a punter.
My guess is there's already a reserve. Like
for that position. Like, don't they spread it out by position?
Like, I kind of have a feeling whenever he needs it, like, it's not like he has to go get a new donation or a new, like, I feel like there's just, they probably have budgeted what they want to spend on each spot or whatever, and then when it's time to add somebody, you just go and get that money because you've already planned for it. I would guess it seems like Oregon and the Lanning like administration is running things so tight and so organized. I'd be surprised if he had to go and scrape together the money after making the decision. I bet it's already there.
Well, yeah, the only reason I was saying that was like it's late in the process.
I
thought maybe, yeah. And then kind of it came out of nowhere. It's like, well, we like these punters, and then they punt for 33 a game or 33 a punt in the spring game. You're like, ah. Maybe we need to go get somebody else. But maybe they had a beat on him all along. I don't know. Kentucky Derby on Saturday, guys. You going to wear your big funny hat and watch it while your kids run around?
I don't have a big funny hat. I will watch it, whether it's on my phone or whether it's on a television.
What are you going to be doing with the kids on Saturday?
I don't know. But usually it's not sitting in front of a television.
Well, I'll tell you what. Buck brought up a good point the other day. You were talking about the YouTube TV, because you and I are both YouTube TVers, and you brought up the fact that, because YouTube TV is great. It's way better than DirecTV Stream for those of you wanting a streaming service. Trust me, I've had both. YouTube TV blows it out of the water. YouTube TV is very good, very user-friendly, and it has a lot of stuff, but you can have the multi-view, so you can have quadrants of games. Mm-hmm. Which is super cool. It's like having four TVs.
But right now, it's only the ones that they offer in the multi-view.
Right.
So that is it's a multi-view of either news channels or of a collection of sports channels, but only the sports channels that they have thought, oh, you'd want to watch these at the same time.
Yeah, and so it always sucks because like you have four bets out there. It's like, oh, three of them are on here, and then one of them's over there. But now you mentioned that YouTube TV has announced that they're going to have a customizable split screen,
like a truly build your own.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Which is, that's game changing, because if you're stupid kids watching like SpongeBob and you want to throw on the derb, bro,
exactly,
you can
right.
do it.
And the bigger thing I think for me is that the kids don't want to watch four things at once, but they want one thing with the sound on. I'll watch three games on mute while they watch one thing with the sound on.
Exactly. I don't need the sound.
Yeah, I'll just, that's fine. Give me an NBA game, an NHL game, and the Derby while they watch Bluey. That's perfect for me.
That's great. That changes that. I mean, that's a game changer.
It is a game changer for parenting.
For you guys. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, then it probably gets into the kids complaining, give me the full screen, but that's the next thing. But
yeah. That's true. It's when you...
What do you do then?
Nothing. Give him a piece of cheese or something. I don't know.
What?
I don't know what you do these days.
Give him a piece of cheese.
Yeah. Tell him to shut the hell up.
That's right.
So the Derb, I was looking through the names, mm-hmm. you know, because we picked Mystic Dan last year based just off of the name.
Just on the name?
Yeah. Will and I. But I don't have one that jumps out to me this year, looking at the names here. The favorite is Journalism.
Mm-hmm.
You got money on Journalism?
I don't. I will probably have Journalism in... you know, a trifecta or superfecta play.
Look at you.
But the joke that's been going around is that you know, can journalism win even in
yeah.
even in this current state of American affairs?
3-1. You know, I'm going to go. I see that Bob Baffert is back.
That's right.
I'll be betting on a Baffert horse.
Okay.
He's got two.
The one that you want of the two?
Rodriguez.
No, you don't want Rodriguez.
Citizen Bull?
Citizen Bull.
How do you know that?
I listened to a podcast with Randy Moss, the horse racing expert, not the football player. And he was saying that Citizen Bull is the better of the two horses, of the two Baffert horses. And that Citizen Bull is what, I hadn't even heard this term until this year, but they consider more of a speed horse, which is a horse that like hits their top speed right away rather than hitting it more even across the entire duration of their race. And so because he's on the inside at the number one spot and he's a fast starter, he could get out early, and if that could benefit him, whereas okay. Rodriguez, he's also kind of a sprint horse but has less of a chance to get out in front.
Well, early. I just think Baffert is like the biggest cheater in sports, right?
That's right. He got banned from Churchill Downs specifically.
And now he's back. So I made a lot of money betting on Baffert horses, just blindly Baffert horses.
Sounds like you like Citizen Bull.
Well, I was going to take the other one, but now you...
Randy Moss said don't even bother with Rodriguez.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, he's one guy, but...
Are we sure?
No, we're not sure. I mean, it probably means you should bet him.
So Citizen... What'd you call it? Citizen Bull.
Citizen Bull.
20-1. And Rodriguez 12-1. So I get better odds anyway, so I'll go with Citizen Bull. Other names, we have Admire Daytona, Japanese horse. Luxor Cafe...
Another Japanese horse.
American Promise. That's Toby Keith's horse.
No, that's not. Render Judgment is the Toby Keith horse. It sounds like it would be a Toby Keith one with American Promise, but the Toby Keith is Render Judgment.
Flying Mohawk.
Flying Mohawk, partially owned by Jason Wirth, former MLB player.
Yeah. Coal Battle, Tiz-tastic.
Mm-hmm.
Publisher, Sandman, Sovereignty. I like this one. Chunk of Gold.
Chunk of Gold's a cool name.
And then Owen Almighty. That might be my bet. Owen Almighty. 30-1 long shot. Let's go.
I heard Owen Almighty is probably, if you can find horse to finish last, take Owen Almighty.
He's the worst horse in the field.
So it's...
Damn it.
I really learned something about this. There's different ways you can get to the Derby. You basically accumulate points going in other races. And if you win small level races, you can move up into bigger ones and continue accumulating there. It's almost like qualifying for a US Open, where if you win enough qualifiers, you can get in. Or if you've just placed really well at one big event, you can get in.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So this was a horse that the owners had planned for, like, the pinnacle being something much lower than the Kentucky Derby, but like they put him in one stakes and he surprisingly won, and he won a spot in like the Tampa Stakes. He's kind of like the fourth or fifth place mid-major that gets hot in their conference tournament and goes on a run and now gets to the big dance and is nothing like any of the other teams in the field. It's like really like the little engine that could situation.
Okay.
And and he's all the way on the outside, he may just get left in the dust here.
Wow. I had no idea of your sports, your horse racing expertise.
It's not, this is what I do. I drive to and from work and I listen to analysts on betting stuff.
Okay. Yeah, you're a betting man. Well, I always bet on names or Baffert horses. I don't know. Rust is in and he says Rodriguez isn't even running anymore. He bruised his little footsie.
The other tip that I heard is the first alternate is a horse named Baeza, and people thought that he could make some noise in the place market.
Okay. How many Kentucky Derby winners can you name? Because I was just looking through the past winners.
Oh, well, let's see. I mean...
And just none of them ring a bell. Like, it's so weird. Like, American Pharoah, of course.
American Pharoah, Fusaichi Pegasus.
What?
Giacomo,
Curlin,
yeah. Curlin.
Barbaro.
Wait, did Barbaro win the Derby?
Yeah.
Okay.
2006.
Barbaro. Let's see. Well, you said Mystic Dan was last year.
What'd you say? Fucha Watcha?
I remember it. It was like a big deal because like it was like a Japanese family. And I don't know if it was the first Japanese horse to win, but the family, the woman who looked like either the wife or the grandmother was just going bananas, screaming as Fusaichi Pegasus came barreling down the stretch.
Well, you have Secretariat, of course.
Of course.
And you have Seattle Slough.
Mm-hmm.
But... God, I'm looking back here, man. Like, just recently, you had, of course, Mystic Dan, Mage.
Mage.
Rich Strike.
Rich Strike was the 50-1 odds. That was a long, long shot.
Mandaloon, Authentic, Country House, Justify, Always Dreaming, Nyquist. Ah, what?
I feel like I remember Justify because Justify might have been a Triple Crown favorite.
That's a Baffert horse. And then Foa, American Foa, Pharoah, sorry, 2015.
Foa?
Yeah, sorry.
I also learned that the favorite journalism is the son of Curlin, former Kentucky Derby winner.
Got some Kentucky Derby blood running through them.
I heard an interesting takeaway, and it may mean absolutely nothing to you or me, but I thought it was an interesting fact. Randy Moss was talking about the Japanese bred horses right now, and that he said the Japanese are breeding their horses to race, and the Americans are racing their horses to breed. That there's more money to be made in like winning once and then siring your horse than there is just winning a bunch of purses. But the Japanese are way more committed to making the horse they have good, great, better. And so he kind of felt like the Japanese are starting to
they're
closing the gap. So a couple of those Japanese horses you mentioned. Who did you mention? Admired Daytona is a Japanese horse, and then so is Luxor Cafe.
Yeah, Admired Daytona and Luxor Cafe. Yeah, I got to tell you, and this is, I don't know how this is going to sound, but anything the Japanese do, they don't mess around.
They take more seriously and do better than us? Yeah, most of the time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I don't know how that comes. Listen, always bet on the Japanese is what I'm saying, okay?
That's right.
Every time.
They take a different degree of pride in like their craft and what they're doing, and
they're always innovative.
Yep.
Okay. Somebody said Seabiscuit is another one. No, Seabiscuit did not win the Kentucky Derby.
I never saw the movie, and I couldn't have told you one way or the other.
Seabiscuit did not. Okay, so your money's on which horsies?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean, I've got enough nuggets about some horses that I think I like and that I think I will probably bet and include in. For those unfamiliar, if you do like exactas or trifectas or superfectas, you can bet a handful of horses in different orders. So I might do a collection.
You know
what
the stupid thing is? Is DraftKings is how we bet in Oregon, legally, sports bet in Oregon. And they don't have, you have to download a different app.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, it's like, it's not
It's
on,
annoying. Yeah. It's like, they have a separate horse racing app or something.
Yeah. I'll probably just go to a party and get a pool.
There you go.
Then I'll draw Owen Almighty. Shock the world. All right, we got to move on. The club is next. Is there such a thing as a 115-year-old hot?
I'm going to say no. Beautiful on the inside.
And we'll talk about odd couples as well. Coming up on The Fan.